it was nip and tuck the whole way, and because we knew coming into it, we've played Unions a lot now in the last 10-12 years, and there's never been any more than a kick of a ball, and it same transpired again today.
It was one of those games, I suppose, it was tit for tat and blow for blow for a long time, but I think the boys coming off the bench, like John O'Malley and even Dara there, when boys like that can come in and add something on the scoreboard, it's such, I suppose, a potent thing in your arsenal.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's great to have them boys to fall back on, and no matter what 15 we pick, we know we've 2 or 3 subs or 5 or 6 subs, as the case was today, that'll come in and make a huge difference at any time of the game, so it's great to have that to fall back on.
And even maybe when you just run a wee bit of the cost there in the first half, 3 points in a row from Owen McGettigan, 2 frees and 1 from play. Some, I suppose, composure showed there too, and no small ounce of bravery. Good to see Owen doing that there too, because I'd imagine last year was a bit tough there, but great to see him there today making a contribution and making a big difference.
Yeah, he's a quality player. Look, we've seen Owen. He's never played poorly for us, and even in training, every time he trains with us, he's a standout player in the field every single session. He's a quality player with a huge future ahead of him.
He's probably hadn't even your warm down done before the news filtered through that you just got Kilcare in the semi-final. Another huge task and obstacle in front of you. If you are going to retain this, Dr. Maguire, you're just going to do it the hard way.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's Unions in a quarter final and Kilcare in a semi-final. It doesn't get much tougher that to make it to a county final, but look, at them teams are going to have to be beat somewhere along the way, and it's going to be a big battle next week. Kilcare have been very impressive all year, but we'll prepare as best we can this week and see how it goes next weekend.
Very impressive, I suppose, two of the favourites, and I suppose the big names in the Kilcare team don't need any introduction. There's plenty of stars in show in this game, and I suppose it's another game that the whole county is going to have plenty of eyes on, a bit like today.
Yeah, definitely. You're talking about the stars out, but all throughout the park, like even there last night against Tearman, Stephen Chauvin was excellent, Andrew McLean, they've some Matthew McLean coming in off the bench there, all over the park. They're a serious outfit with some great footballers they have, so it's going to be a big battle next week for us.
Quick turnaround again, but I suppose you're used to this here stage, so it's just a matter of getting back down to basics during the week and aiming everything towards the weekend.
Yeah, we picked up a few injuries there tonight as well. Owen Wade came off with an injury, and Dermot Malloy, so we'll have to get them assessed tonight and see how the form is during the week, but this week will be all about tidying up with tactics and getting bodies right for next weekend.